It's your Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. As we continue to recover, recuperate, recap, relive, listener parting nine, which happened last night. That is a really good picture of you, by the way. A picture of you and Jen Lane. Yeah. Listener party nine, gives you by AF, which happened last night at Sabala's Mount Tabor. Are we really? Is it already 2:05?
Yeah.
It's 2:05.
Less than an hour.
I was thinking all the stuff we got to talk about still. So we should talk for a minute about the band and Storm, because many people, you know, if you weren't able to go, we talked about having a surprise guest, a special guest. By the way, in the days to come, we'll have a few pieces of audio from the band and so forth, and we'll kind of play some of that stuff over the next week or so, just kind of hear it. But so we teased for the longest time that the band, which last night, one night only, I think probably, was known as Emerson Starship. They were fantastic. I don't have the set list with me, but they did, I mean, Priest and AC/DC and Kiss and Alice Cooper and Billy Idol and ZZ Top and Poison. It's just the best. Halen, and it's just the best lineup ever of songs, and the guys were just fantastic. The guys in the band, it really is. I had more people last night ask me where they could go see the band, like, where do they play? You know, like, where do those guys, you know, they play around town? Or, during, we did the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest, which Craig Ruby won handily, which we all knew he would, by the way. We all sort of gave lip service to you. Give it up for John Rodriguez, you know, and we all kind of...
Oh, John was on with the cape, right?
With the cape, he was the stunt singer, the prop singer.
I convinced him to go get his cape.
It was genius, he did. He did, he went and got a cape, and he belted out the Dio with the cape. But we all kind of knew that Craig Rubio, because he's the guy that, Craig Rubio was the guy who called up, and he left a voicemail, which I think I have actually right here. But he called up and he left the voicemail on the, on my voicemail, obviously, saying that he had to be part of the contest, and we had to let him participate in it, and that, you know, it was his destiny and all of that to take part in the contest. And so he was there. And he really was fantastic. He really did do a fantastic job. So anyway, right here, this is
I'm coming and it's tough. Yeah. Ooh, it's so tough. And Rick told Tara just the other day, he's gonna hold the contest, and someone gets to sing, it's what I love. Ooh, love, love, love. Yeah, it's what I love.
That was part two. This was the first part.
This one. Dude,
I am a soldier under Rick's command. Come on. You kidding? I'm gonna tear that thing up. Soldier, soldier, under Rick's command.
So we all kind of knew that that guy would win, and he did. And yet he was bitching about it. He's like, I want to just sing Run to the Hills. So anyway, that was G, but the band was fantastic. And, you know, they do that karaoke from Hell or whatever, Dante's, which is fine, and I've taken part in that. Clyde does it. There really ought to be some other venue really ought to recruit that band, the Bigger Than Jesus band, the Emerson Starship guys, to do some sort of, like, butt rock, as much as I hate that term, but everybody knows what we're talking about. Everybody do some Poison Dio, you know, esque karaoke night, you know, just like do it like once a month, and just and make money hand over fist. The money's out there, just waiting to be made. But let's talk for a second before we do these calls. Let's talk about the special guest and the special. What we teased for a long time that during the band set there would be a special guest singing a duet, and some people guessed the artist, some people guessed the song, very few people guessed both. But our good friend Storm Large, from Storm and the Balls, stormlarge.com, appeared because Jarris Minsky, who is in the Bigger Than Jesus band, is a fantastic Ozzy Osbourne. And they did Close My Eyes Forever. And even at soundcheck, when they were still working on the lyrics, tweaking it, getting everything smoothed out, even at the soundcheck, it was unbelievable. I mean, it blew people's minds. And then Storm, of course, who is, you know, massively talented and also very beautiful, came out. She couldn't find a hair crimper to do the 80s look, so she just did the schoolgirl look, which... You know, you can never go wrong with that. And Storm and Jarris and that band playing Close My Eyes Forever was fantastic. I mean, as you knew it would be. I mean, it was so good. I don't know that it was like the definitive high point of the evening because there were so many of those, but I mean, it was fantastic. It really was amazing. So, pardon me. So thanks to her into the band, who just who rocked it as nothing has ever been rocked. We'll get Ron here in a moment. In just a second, we'll talk to our good friend Kristen from accounting. Later on, Scott Daly, who showed up last night at 11 p.m., will join us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's your personal savior, Tim Riley. Should I continue to do this in the smooth jazz?
I think I can take it.
I think I'm strong enough now.
All right. From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. Is that still too loud?
It might be a little. I think we might have misjudged.
Let's go back to the smooth jazz delivery.
Sorry.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. I overanticipated.
This is post-party day news.
I overestimated my ability to deal with.
That's easy on the ears.
All right, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
There's an increase in insurgent violence in Iraq. It's got a lot to do with the power vacuum in Baghdad. And that is the word of U.S. military spokesman Colonel David Gray, who addressed reporters at the Pentagon.
They are at work, and they are using both their terrorist tactics as well as propaganda and information campaigns to try and keep things stirred up here.
They're succeeding very well, aren't they? What Iraq needs, he said, is, well, some kind of government.
The longer the government is not seated, the more the insurgents try to drive wedges between the politicians trying to seat that government and the people.
A strike by a New York City doorman has been averted, and operations in 3,000 city buildings will remain as usual. The 28,000 doorman and maintenance workers have threatened a midnight strike. But talks, well, they came up with a tentative four-year deal.
The industry was looking for an agreement that made sense. And basically, we have a four-year agreement with increases that are reasonably spaced. There is a period before increases take effect. And we're satisfied that this is a reasonable agreement.
Nobody's really interested in this, are they?
No one's listening.
I didn't think so. George Michael is blaming Elton John for fears over his troubled life. The star said Sir Elton's outburst 18 months ago that George was in a bad place have left him vulnerable to rumor. Rejecting claims his life is lurching out of control, he said, my soap opera launched from that. Elton said I was very miserable from that point, and I've been trying to prove I'm not. So far, he's doing a lousy job. He dreamed a couple cars. He admitted the death of his mother had a lot to do with it. He also said he's suffering from life in general. He's miserable and fat. As far as smashing into those three cars, he said, I only pulled out of a parking space badly.
Sure.
And asked how he fell asleep in his car. A couple of weeks ago, he said, well, it's easy to fall asleep there.
Well, good
There's
answer.
Nothing to be concerned about.
Good answer, George. He's miserable and fat.
Man, it's easy to fall asleep in a... while sitting in a car. Especially after you smoke like 10 joints with the windows closed.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts.
Well, I think that's it for now.
Damn.
Join us again in about, maybe 25, 30 minutes. No hurry. And we'll present more news. Here on the station, that's smooth all the time. What place on the dial are we? I forget.
970
a.m.
Thank you.
Have a smooth afternoon. Be back in a bit. See you then.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Riley. Just 970 City Desk. Oh, my mouth hurts.
It's a Whitney song.
Is it? What is this?
I want to run to you.
Okay. Well, let's read a couple of these. Let me read a couple of these, and then I'll take phone calls here. Dear Rick, goes from Brian and the band. Sad to hear you were food challenged until after the party. We ate some quesadillas in the green room supplied by Andrew. Like, you want to eat anything in that room? I was uncomfortable changing clothes back there. You don't want to expose any skin in that place. I personally didn't have any because I somehow lost my appetite when that placenta inexplicably found a resting place just a couple inches away from the quesadilla smorgasbord. Thanks for the opportunity to rock. The band had a great time. Please thank Miss Dillon for her help with the mirrors. Guitar geek Brian. What mirrors?
Oh, they needed contacts to do their makeup.
Mirrors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have. I had like a blush mirror and a.
Well, because that
they're
band.
They're all doing their eye makeup.
They all. Well, you know those guys. They're all about style. They don't. Those guys are not ashamed to put on some eyeliner. They. Okay. Here's a true story. Last night, we all went to get bacon after the party, which I think it was very ill advised. Somebody just emailed me a bunch of pictures of bacon. Andrew, of course, the drummer, ran like 15 minutes late, and we asked why. Because fixing his hair. For no one. We're sitting at a bacon house at like 1 a.m. Stayed behind, had to fix his hair.
Was that the International House of Bacon?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Wait, the guy, the drummer?
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but... Had to
there
fix
wasn't really much to do with his hair. It's just kind of long and
it's
there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
No, you have to fix it.
Well, the guy,
primp.
The guitarist guy who had like the huge, like 80s.
Jay?
Yeah.
Jay's all about the rock.
Sure is.
Rick, as my friend and I exited the party last night, a sweaty, hairy dude in black followed us out and immediately began to retch horribly. What a great word that is, retch. A sweaty, hairy dude in black. That could be anyone. Was it Clyde?
I don't know.
A sweaty, hairy dude in black. Check. Followed us out and immediately began to retch horribly. As my friend... I love this jazz behind this. Let's never stop this. As my friend and I bid each other goodnight, I continued to hear the dude retch ever more violently. I was parked three blocks down in the neighborhood behind Sabala's. During the journey to my car, the man continued to make sounds I would expect from a dying yak. I swear to God, I thought the guy was going to turn his insides out. I called my friend, who had walked the opposite direction, to describe what I was hearing. And he confirmed that you could hear the guy dying from three blocks away. This is the caliber of fans the Rick Evers Show attracts, and I hope that CBS and the good people of the Hawthorne neighborhood appreciate what you offer them. That's from Ian. Oh.
Oh, your former Weapon Master Ian was there last night.
Was he? I didn't see him either.
He was there.
I didn't see anybody. I didn't see any of these people.
I saw many people one time, and then I never saw them
again. Well, that's true. I saw Matt Peterson right at the top. F. Matt Peterson, then he was gone. Rick, how about now that Easter is over and the listener party's over, how about you and Sarah have the peeps eating contest to absorb the boot? No, thank you. No,
I really, all I want is Red Robin right now. I'm going to go and eat in a giant
that
Red Robin
cheeseburger. That is disgusting. Why would you even
know.
Say
that's
that?
That's all I want right now.
I think that's the place where they stack those onion rings on the broom handle and charge you $50
greasy.
For them.
Ooh, Rick, that cheeseburger place down the street.
You
know you want it.
No. Andrew himself, Andrew the hair fixer, says, I wanted to thank you on behalf of myself and the band for having us play your listener party. It was a blast. Worth the rock hangover I'm currently suffering. And then he sends it, F&A, rock! Andrew, P.S., your crowd is the best crowd ever. So there you go. We have this from one of our salespeople who shall remain nameless. Top 10 reasons you know you went overboard at the Rick Emerson party. Number 10, feelings of general hopelessness. Thanking God that you don't have to work the next day. 9, coworkers.
You managed to get an email out, though.
Coworkers, me selling. Coworkers giving you strange looks. 8, empty stomach due to passing out prior to getting plate out of microwave. 7, empty wallet. 6, recurring spinning sensations and inexplicable hot flashes. 5, no real motivation to work except for sending out lists about your drunkenness. 4, red eyes result in multiple trips to 7-Eleven for ever stronger quantities of Visine. Number 3, one word, Gatorade. Number 2, you made it home any time after 2 a.m. This includes me. Number 1, way to know if you went overboard at the Rick Emerson party. You were doing internet searches on the symptoms of liver disease the following next day. And by the way, this... Yes. There you go. So there's multiple people, by the way, in the building that could... Was there some sort of killing at a McDonald's in Vancouver, Tim?
Yes, there was.
What?
Listen to this.
Somebody got stabbed by a sex offender at Vancouver McDonald's last night.
Well, let's turn up the smooth jazz while I read this email. Mm-hmm. Dear Rick, sorry I couldn't make the listener party. I even took Friday off to make it. Sadly, I was getting a late start, and I stopped off at McDonald's in Vancouver around 8 o'clock last night to grab a quick bite before heading over. Two guesses how the rest of my evening went after that. I knew I should have used the drive-thru. Having worked at a hospital, I've seen people pass away before. I've really never seen anyone murdered alone. Well, murdered, though, let alone with a knife. After seeing this, I decided the listener party probably wasn't the best place for me. Sorry I couldn't make it. Maybe next time. Hope you understand, Eric.
Oh, my God.
No,
somebody pulled a knife at Sabala's last night.
Really?
Uh-huh. Some scary drunk guy.
No. Indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. He had to be escorted out.
Thank you. Well, they don't know fooling around with the security there.
Yeah.
At Sabala's.
No, they had it taken care of in like 5 seconds.
We should say that to their credit. I mean, yeah, to Sabala's credit, there's no effing around. You start screwing with somebody there, they're going to beat your ass and break your spine and kick you out in the gutter. Damn, what a show. Where else but the USA can you get hundreds of booze-fueled people to witness the glory of kissing schoolgirls in a kick-ass display of The Rock? Maybe in Amsterdam, but nonetheless, that was a night to remember. I was one of two Chris's that formed Kristen's posse last night. I had the Duff beer hat on. I lift my goblet of metal to you, good sir. Speaking of Kristen, let's do this. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Kristen from accounting joins us now on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm just dandy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great... Although I feel like I was in a little bit of a tunnel, I guess, because there seemed to be so much more going on than I actually experienced.
You and me both. There's all kinds of things that people have told me about that I either didn't witness or don't remember or whatever.
I know. I'm like hearing all this stuff. I'm like, where was I? I was there the whole time, and I missed like a lot of the good stuff, I guess.
It's apparently I don't know.
Although, yeah, Chris, my one of my dudes, I had two dudes with me last night, my little posse, and we had a great rockin' time.
It was a great, that band was fantastic, by the way.
Oh, you know what? Andrew can do whatever he gosh darn wants with his hair. He's a rock god. They all are.
It's the leather pants that do it, really.
Well, you know, we all wish we could get away with the leather pants.
Here's the thing about that band.
Yeah.
Is that most of those guys have straight jobs, you know? They are not rock stars during their day-to-day life. I mean, they are on the inside. Well, it's like a Clark Kent kind of thing.
It is. It's hard to do the rock star thing full time.
And, you know, so it's like they're under cover of daylight. They pretend to be like a normal, you know, doing whatever. But then at night they rock. And so Sarah made this observation. I shouldn't say which band member this is about. Or should I?
Oh, come on.
Sarah made this observation about one of the band members getting up on stage. Should I say who it was?
No, it's fine.
Okay, well, Jesse, who sings in Last Stand and the Juke Joint Gamblers, but he sang Billy Idol, Alice Cooper, the You Got Another Thing Coming. He did Ace of Spades last night.
Right.
He gets up and I mean, not that he's a weird-looking guy or anything, but you just see him on the street and you wouldn't think, like, that's a guy who brings the metal.
You know, I saw him in the crowd.
He just looks like a dude.
Oh, and I was like, he looked so familiar, you know, because I saw The Bigger Than Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, he looked so familiar, but I'm like, he just looks like a guy that would be getting drunk next to you at the bar.
Yeah, he looks like a dude, looks like a normal guy.
Yeah.
And then he gets up on stage, though, and he opens his mouth, and it's like out comes like that, you know, the Billy Idol voice. So we're at soundcheck, and they're doing he's doing that, you know, with a rebel yell, you know, and he's whatever, but like good, not the crap version that I just did. He's belting out the rebel yell, and Sarah leans over, attention, Jesse, Sarah leans over, she's like, he just became so much hotter, which is exactly the same thing my wife said when we went to see his band play. Because he's talking to us beforehand in like a bowling shirt, and he's just some dude. He's like, so, thanks for coming out. So, anyway, rock, you know. And then he gets up on stage with the guitar, and he's screaming, and Sarah's like, Lara becomes, she goes, that guy just became exponentially hotter.
Absolutely.
So, it is true. They get on stage, and they become bathed in the golden glow of rock.
It's true. We all fall for it.
Great. And you looked fantastic last night, by the way. So that's the last time I'm going to say it. But you got to take the compliment.
I am taking it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right. There's our good friend, Kristen, from accounting.
She's the only cat with her own posse.
It's true. Best party yet. Oh, listen to this. Best party yet. As a bonus, I still have all my teeth. Love, Coral. Coral's that girl that snapped off her teeth after Cinco de Drinko. Was it Cinco de Drinko? The one at the old barn?
No, that was the, I don't know, the karaoke
one. Or was it
one.
Party Gras?
That was Party Gras.
Party Gras. She tripped in the parking lot after Party Gras and snapped off her front teeth. I am like, how are your teeth? She opens her eyes, she's all, they're perfect. You know, she's the, I snapped off my teeth and had to do a bunch of blow to get through the next day, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. Oh, she's hot, too. Now, especially now that her teeth are fixed. That girl's a lot hotter now that her teeth aren't snapped off at the gum line.
We make everyone's life just a little bit better.
No, she really is. She really is beautiful. But whenever she emails us now, I take it like the hot girl that I've seen at the parties, and then in my head, like, I just superimpose the snapped off bleeding teeth. Ah, good times. Yeah, as a bonus, I still have all my teeth. Well, we try to please here at the Rick Emerson Show. We try to do it things as good as we possibly can. Oh, God, all of these placenta emails, which I'm not going to be reading, by the way. This email just says, this jazz is doing something funny to me. Rick, holy S, I think I just got kind of turned on by a wheat famine and Akron vacuum cleaners. It's from Matt.
I don't think that's the jazz. I think maybe he likes Tim Riley a little bit.
Okay. Uh-oh. Let's see. I see all of this stuff about the party. Should I take these calls or should we? No, we should break here.
Let's take a break.
All right.
And then go back to the party.
All right. I'll tell you
what. Can we keep listening to this music the whole time, though?
Well, we have played that song, though. The Warren Brothers song. Or do we not? It was your idea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That you do the Warren... We were just talking about
the
it
one
with...
from like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, that we never got to play because they fired us.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying it's kind of appropriate.
If not,
who? All right. Well, let's... Here's... Really? So hard to tell. No, a brief story. We won't play the whole thing. We'll play a brief story, then we'll come back. We'll get some calls. Scott Daly's going to call in from Film Fever. He can't be bothered to be here today. Something about family. Freaking a guy came last night and blew off a funeral. Scott Daly can't be here today. Last year, right before we got fired, Sarah's like, I heard the greatest song. She called me at home, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard the greatest song by these guys, the Warren Brothers, who I think had a reality show on CMT for a while. And she said this song called Sell a Lot of Beer. And she said it reminds me of the show, of us. How, you know, this is, nobody's under any illusions that we are the big ticket, big budget franchise program here at CBS. Not yet, anyway. We do operate under what they might call frugal circumstance. It is guerrilla radio, really. We have no money, no budget. We have no equipment. We do so much with so little for so long that we are now qualified to do anything with nothing anywhere, anytime.
We only get one box of Twinkies, and when they're gone, they're gone.
That's it. They just basically pay us in shiny beads here. So, but you know what we do is we bring people out. We give people a good time, and we sell 70 goddamn cases of beer. That's what we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, this, for tonight anyway, for today, is sort of the honorary theme of the Rick Emerson Show. This is the Warren Brothers. We'll be back after this to the Rick Emerson Show right here on Johnson 970.
My name ain't up in lights, but I'm a hero in this bar. And I play four big shows a night with just me and my guitar. I don't make a lot of money, and I don't have a lot of gear. I don't sell a lot of records, but I sure sell a lot of beer. If you wanna hear Bob Wills, I'll sing those of San Antonio. I'll even play Happy Birthday if that's what you wanna hear. 'Cause I don't sell a lot of records, but I sure sell a lot of beer.
Oh, by the way, that letter from Coral where she said, as a plus, I still have all my teeth, that was actually the follow-up. That was a P.S. The original email from Coral said, Rick, I want to slice my head open with a serrated knife. I think that would feel better than this searing, blinding pain. Coral. And then, P.S., I still have all my teeth, though. Good times. Here's what's gonna happen in like the next 20 minutes. We gotta talk to Scott Daly. We gotta talk to Carson. These lasers are gonna scare me. It's sort of like a Z.
What
kind
is
of
with
a,
these return bumps you pick?
We gotta talk to Carson. We gotta talk to Ron. I gotta read some emails. We gotta go to Tim Riley. It's crazy. It's insane. What should I do, Sarah? Tell me what to do. Tell me.
I don't know. I just want a cheeseburger.
What?
That's all I want.
I certainly don't.
All right.
I don't want a cheeseburger.
Well,
nor bacon.
I'm so confused. Hey, Scotty J, tell us what, we're gonna throw you in the deep end. Hey, produce, tell us what to do. Should we go to these phones? Should we go to Scott Daly? Should we go to Tim?
These people have been waiting for a really long time. We should probably go to the phones.
Let's take those calls.
He's typing, this is what he's typing on the screen. Take Scott Daly, screw them. No kidding. I'm gonna disregard that. We gotta do these calls real quickly, and then we'll get Scott and Tim. Carson, hi, how are you, sir?
Yeah, what's up, my brother?
Carson, you are the one who, you came up last night, we gave your, recently departed grandfather, PH, a toast from all the people.
This is true, and it was totally awesome, I appreciate that.
Somewhere he was looking down, and he was thanking 600 drunken lunatics for raising a glass in his honor and giving him, a salute.
Yeah, that's true, I'm sure he was.
How are you feeling today, Carson?
Well, I tell you, buddy, I'm hanging pretty tough myself. When I got up this morning, I was thinking of contemplating not rolling into work.
But did you go to work?
I did go.
See, that's the strength of the Rick Emerson audience. They play through the pain.
That's right. That's right. And actually, I was a lot more tore up than I thought. When I left there, I was feeling okay. I'm like, all right, I'm all right.
No, it hits you later.
When I got home, I was like, oh, boy, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I love that. The realization later is it's attacking your body and your liver. They're like, oh, that was probably a poor choice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, well, you know, luckily my number didn't come up last night.
Completely. Well, Carson, we thank you for being there, and we thank you for coming down. And it was a real pleasure and an honor to have you on stage and to give your grandfather a toast like that.
Well, it was great to have you do it, and I really appreciate it. And I also don't remember, if you remember, we were both into a drinking, but I handed you a card, and I wanted you to give me a call, and it's something I can't really share.
I have the card
on the air.
The card is on my desk right now.
Okay, cool. I've got a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, but I don't want to do it on the air.
Great. So. Thank you. Thank you, Carson.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Advance insurance.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Rick, it's a lawsuit. It'll be a lie. Mr. Emerson, summons for you. Real quickly, let's talk to Ron from Sherwood.
F. Scotty J.
Oh, don't be mean. Okay. Don't be mean. All right, we gotta be, I hate to do this, we gotta be quick about this. What's up?
For all the guys who said they were too old to go.
Yes.
I just ran around doing the best rooster blocking I could do, and then when the girl said no, I watched the vultures come in and pick up the leftovers. It was great.
You're a bad person, Ron.
Oh, I know, and I love it.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. All right, let's welcome now to the... Oh, wait, hold on. I've actually got music. I've got music for him today. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Joining us now from FilmFeverRadio.com, it's our good friend Scott Daly joining us here on the Rick Emerson Show right here on a Friday.
Boy, you sound healthy.
How are you, sir? Hey, this is either the best or worst thing that you've ever done for us. I can't figure out whether it's fantastic or whether it's hilarious or a little bit of both. The party starts at 7. We say our goodnights at 9. The band finishes up around 11. About 11:45, Scott Daly. I'm here! Walks in the front door. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. There's like 4 people left in the bar. It was fantastic. This is pretty great. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it true that you actually got off a plane from Vegas? Like you flew back from Vegas, got off the plane, got in the car, drove to Sabalas.
Correct, my friend.
God bless you, sir.
I stepped off the airplane. I was waiting to get my baggage. I turned on my cell phone, and there's 3 drunken text messages from Aaron Duran and 1 very long and very loud drunken message from like 8 people.
And it was like, you gotta come down here!
It was amazing. It was phenomenal.
Boy, Aaron was back mounting the sound booth last night.
Yeah.
I can tell you. And people just kept bringing him drinks, and of course, Aaron can't say no. So by the end of the night, he was just as toasted as anybody. Let me just tell you, he was standing up at the restaurant last night, standing up and in a full voice, bellowing out, I won't even repeat them. He was He was naming another prominent national radio talk show host. He was naming another national talk show host and accusing him of having murdered a family member.
Yes, that was beautiful.
He was saying, he stood up at the restaurant and he's like, blank killed his wife. I have proof. Blank killed his wife. Did it. He's guilty of killing his wife, you know, just for no reason.
He didn't care that.
And then he started talking about people grabbing his junk, and it was all very sordid.
It was very, very strange.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, man, I was impressed. I mean, when I walked in the half-empty bar last night, I mean, I could just tell that room had been dominated by total chaos, the total great insanity.
It had the feeling of something that had waste laid to it.
Yeah, totally. And then I came in and saw you, and you looked like you were half...
Half what?
Half dead.
Oh, no, today I'm three quarters. Today was a bad scene.
And it was crazy.
Now, I know,
I'm glad to hear you all had a good time.
I know you didn't make it in there. You got to spend time with your family and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, spending 4 days in Vegas, I want to be home with the kids.
Well, that's okay. We're kind of short on time anyway, but you guys have got, I know that you and Aaron, Geek in the City, Duran, you guys have got a new episode of Film Fever Radio you just put together.
We do, filmfeverradio.com. We've got our third episode, three. And episode three of Film Fever Radio is a very special this time around, because we have got, because I was in Vegas this week, we really weren't going to have time to record a show. And so Saturday night, they invited me, Aaron and everyone else invited me to go out for some drinks. And so I went out with them and were saying, okay, when are we going to record a show? And then Jason, Vanished Twin Photography, said, get your stuff, come over to my place, we'll do it at my place. So 1:30 on a Saturday night, we hook up our gear and start recording a crazy show.
Yeah, and was Aaron drunk?
Oh, Aaron was drunk again.
Fantastic.
So with absolutely no preparation, we busted out yet another great show.
Hey, I think you're ready for a career in AM talk radio.
I think we might be.
Yes. All right. I apologize. Next Friday, I swear to God, we'll do like an actual full spot from where you can come in and talk film.
That would be excellent. But hey, once again, I appreciate the support from Film Fever Radio.
Not at all.
It was great seeing everyone last night.
FilmFeverRadio.com, episode 3 up now. Go spend time with your loved ones.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Scott Daly, thank you.
All right,
there you go. That's Scott Daly, showed up at 11:45 last night. It was genius. Do we have one more break?
No.
Okay, so here's what we've got. We've got Tim. We've got Craig, the medal winner. Andrew from the band, he wants to check in briefly. And then a couple emails. So, Sarah? Oh, wait, you can't produce today.
Yeah.
You're useless. Tim? What?
Tim, do you have any good stories that you think we can't?
Let's go to the city desk quickly. That was fantastic. I had no idea what I was supposed to do.
That was a
complete and total...
The disdain.
No, it was like I completely caught you by surprise. Like you had no idea you might be asked to go on the air.
Great job.
Yes,
from here.
Let's just... Okay.
Well, let's keep this smooth jazz tempo going here. Need some music.
Okay.
Well, Dallas, Texas's high gasoline prices are causing some people to take desperate measures. Pawn shops say their business is increasing, with some chemical customers who saying they're selling their things to buy gasoline. Yes, everything from high-end jewelry to name-brand purses and televisions and even tools sacred to Texans are being pawned to fill up the gas. In a searing court attack on Charlie Sheen, actress Denise Richards alleges that her husband is unstable, violent, addicted to gambling and prostitutes. Visits pornographic websites featuring young girls appearing underage, some with pigtails. Richards also charges that Sheen assaulted her and threatened her life during an indictment. While the actor, Richards said, he shoved her to the ground and said, quote, I hope you effing die, bitch, unquote.
There's really nowhere to go after that, I guess.
There isn't. A cloudy day, a tedious job, an appreciative world. This is the music that makes it all a lot worse. Why not grab an ale gun and enjoy smooth jazz one last time? You're on the smooth place of the dial, 970. Thanks for joining us and have a nice weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's Jim Riley. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this to wrap it up on Johnson 970. It's the Rick Everson Show. Don't you go anywhere.
Don't you dare.
have 4 minutes to fill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day most of the time. Today, not so much. That's a good face. That's that fighting down the bio face.
Oh, God.
That's the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Real quickly, we got to move through these. Let's see. This is Craig, who won the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest last night. Craig, how are you, sir?
What's up, brethren? How you doing, man?
You won a George Foreman grill.
Dude, I'm going to cook up some chicken on that grill tonight. I'm ecstatic. Thank you.
Let's not talk about chicken or meat or anything.
I think we can sum up last night's evening with one simple word.
What is that?
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yes, yes. It was good that the audience dug you.
Oh, man, it was awesome. I just want to thank everybody for the support, for the dollar bills that were thrown up, which bought me my next Pabst Blue Ribbon. Thing.
All right. Well, you got to go out with a metal whale.
Oh, well, I'll try. Oh!
Thank you, Craig. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Craig, the medal winner.
Hey, we'll do it again at 10, brother. It was awesome. Hey, Sarah, thanks. And tell Lisa, thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Okay, cool.
All right, see you.
Bye, Craig.
All right.
My friend Lisa knew him in California.
That's right. We were talking about that. All right. From Emerson Starship, let's welcome a drummer for Emerson Starship and the man with the plan who kept it all together and leather pants galore, beloved by Kristen, Andrew Green. How are you, Andrew?
I'm great. How are you?
I've had better days. You are popular with the ladies, though, hair and pants and all. So,
yeah, and actually, I called partially to defend myself. Last night at dinner, I was just combing the knots out from 2 hours of sweating and throwing it around.
I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying.
He's jealous of your hair.
I really am. I really am. In fact, I'm going to shear it off one of these days. You have to give it to me like they give it to the cancer kids. I am just jealous. So you guys were fantastic. Everything from the duet to the opening to the Dream Theater play that you played live, it was all fantastic.
Yeah, we were really uncertain, but for some reason, just in front of the people, everything just sort of gelled. It was better than we expected.
No, it was fantastic. The audience loved you guys. Best band ever. So thank you, and thanks to all the other guys, Andrew.
And thank you.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Green from the Emerson Starship. By the way, we should take a moment to tell you this. We have now gotten the official word, and I just got this from the folks at CBS Radio. We can say that last Shambalas, thanks to the Emerson listeners, this will explain, by the way, why everybody is feeling so terrible. We heard not only were 70 cases of beer went out. That's from Chris, the beer guy. 70 cases. Three times his normal highest business ever on a Thursday. Three times that. And again, these 70 cases. And apparently upwards of 600 people in that place last night.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. So if you're seeing double, my friends, that is why. So there you go. Three times the biggest night he's ever had. And 70 cases, of beer. So there you go. So thank you to all. And we're running up against it, so we only have time to mention this real briefly.
It was because like a year ago that something happened.
Yeah, because at this point, it's not even worth mentioning. Uh-huh. At this point, it's not even worth mentioning because we've left it and everyone associated with it in the past. I will say that 1 year ago today, you were listening to Proud Mary right now because we had been taken off the air. Today, we are back. Monday, we will be back, and it is all thanks to you. Every listener, every call, every email, every coffee cup. As I said last night, you're not here because of us. We are here because of you. And so we thank you. Last night was for you, and all shows forward are for you. And we thank you for being there and keeping us around. So we will see you all Monday. You have a safe weekend. Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, Jim Roop, Gary Baumgarten, all of us. Here at CBS Radio. Thank you, Scotty J and everyone. Don't go anywhere. Likas is next. Hendry at 7. We'll see you Monday to let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, don't get rid of it.
Jimmy, what are you doing?